letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1808 in the volume 6. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, Aleph Elul, the first day of Elul, Tavshid Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. The Rebbe writes, I received your letter from the day that Kitov is doubled. Tuesday is considered, when they wrote the letter, that's considered to be Tuesday, an auspicious day, because the Torah writes every time at the end of the day that Hashem saw that it was good. But on Tuesday, Hashem said two times good. That is double good, which means that, and the Rebbe, in the letter they write about himself and about his wife, and you ask my opinion about it, and you're asking also for a blessing. So the Rebbe says, when I will be on the resting place, on the Tzion, from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, I will mention both of you that Hashem Yisbarach, the blessed Hashem, should help you with good health, parnosis, sustenance, livelihood, and to rejoice your hearts very soon with children, children that live and existing. Basically, apparently they were asking the Rebbe for a blessing for children. They didn't have children, and they were asking the Rebbe for a blessing for children. So that the children should be alive and they should live, they should sustain, nothing bad should happen. Now, the Rebbe says, in order to receive the blessings of the blessed Hashem, you must have the fitting vessels for that, which are the matters of Torah and mitzvahs. And I was very happy to hear from Harav HaChosid, the Rebbe gives a lot of titles for Metzbenzin, Sheyich Yashem Tov Shadar, that your conduct is as it should be. So I do, however, I do want to suggest, basically, the Rebbe is saying they're religious, they're conducting a religious home, but the Rebbe says, I want to suggest that in the morning, before davening, you should give a few pennies for tzedakah, and that your wife, may she live, should give tzedakah every time before she lights the candles on the eve of Shabbos and the eve of Yom Tov. And you need to give over to your wife, may she live, that she should strengthen in her trust in the blessed Hashem, which created and leads with such a great world, that for sure he also supervises at a very specific supervision, watches each one of you to lead them in the best way possible. She should rely on the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, follow the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, but don't, the Rebbe says, be more stringent than the Shulchan Aruch, than the code of law, but also don't make it any lenient, God forbid, from the code of law, from the Shulchan Aruch. When one conducts themselves as it is written in the Shulchan Aruch, in the code of law, that is fitting vessels to receive the blessing of the blessed Hashem for everyone in whatever they need. Like that, maybe these people sometimes go overboard doing more, and the Rebbe was cautioning them, both of them. So, the Rebbe says another suggestion is also that you should see to it that the mezuzahs in your house should be kosher ones, especially when we talk about the month of Elul, which is the month of Rachamim, of Hashem's compassion, mercy. Every one of you, or you together with your wife, should speak at least a few minutes about trusting, about the trust in the Blessed Hashem. And I hope that very soon you will be able to let me know the good news that your wife is feeling well and that you strengthened in your trust in the Blessed Hashem and you see divine providence that He leads everything to the best, to good, both physically and spiritually. The Rebbe ends with the blessing of Achasima Vachasima Toiva and looking forward for good news. So I'm a little bit, the Rebbe does not address at the end of the letter again what he started in the beginning, that they, Shem should rejoice their heart with Zara Chayim V'Kayama, that with children. The Rebbe at the end does not end with that. I don't want to read into the Rebbe's letter more than what I see, but I also find that the Rebbe says Hashem leads everyone in the way that it's best for them. In a way, the Rebbe is saying, if sometimes Hashem doesn't give children for whatever reason, that may be the best. I don't know if you can read that into the words of the Rebbe over here, but but what strikes me is that the Rebbe does not end up with that blessing, while the Rebbe does bless them with the Ksiv Achsim HaToyva and says that Hashem leads everything is by divine providence. But the Rebbe does start off that Hashem will help them and will rejoice your hearts very soon with children. That's what it seemed like in the beginning. So I don't know. I think I'm probably reading in more than what it says over here. And while the Rebbe acknowledges the fact that they are doing basically, it also seems like the Rebbe says don't overdo it, don't, God forbid, not to minimize. Don't do more than the Shulchan Aruch asks, but don't minimize, God forbid. And the Rebbe also suggests that the tzedakah be given. Both by the husband, but also the wife, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, and mainly the Rebbe says to have to check over the mezuzahs, but also to trust Hashem. And the Rebbe says that very soon, that your wife feels well. The Rebbe doesn't say that the children. The Rebbe says your wife feels well. But anyways, with blessing, the Rebbe says, "Ksiv achsimatovah."